Refugees flowing into Europe and elsewhere are an issue in the presidential campaign, and here is a reality the candidates have not always acknowledged. The United Nations reports that most refugees and migrants are women or children. Many come from war zones of Syria and Iraq, and some hope to reunite with men already in Northern Europe. Reporter Joanna Kakissis met Syrian women traveling through Greece.
The giant white tent at the end of the refugee camp at the Greek-Macedonian border vibrates with the sound of children. In the corner are two mothers in their 30s, Sima Diab and Rueda Abd. They're traveling together, each with two young children. Both are religious and cover their hair. We are both mother and father, Diab says, and sometimes we're afraid, mostly for the children. Before the war, they were shy housewives living on opposite sides of Syria. When the war destroyed their livelihoods and their homes, they sent their husbands to Sweden to seek asylum. That's where their husbands met, became good friends, and asked their wives to meet in Turkey and travel together to Sweden. When we first met, we cried a lot, Abd says. We cried about the situation we're in. They stayed together in Turkey for 40 days, watching each other's backs when they dealt with smugglers. We got used to each other, Diab says. We found out that we really liked each other, that we could help each other. We decided to be brave, Abd says. We had to help our kids. The UN Refugee Agency reported last month that the number of women and children arriving as refugees in the European Union now surpasses the number of men. I met Marah Khalkhoulou at the port of Mytilene on the Greek island of Lesbos. She's 21 and from Damascus. Her husband is in Germany, which has suspended family reunification visas for refugees. So he told her,
"You have to travel to me."
Were you afraid?
Very afraid. And the sea, very afraid.
Khalkhoulou is the head of the family for now, responsible for her mother-in-law and her husband's two young siblings, who are traveling with her. She's the only one who speaks a little English. They have limited resources.
We didn't have money to travel after Macedonia.
Macedonia is Macedonia, where the road to Northern Europe has closed for asylum seekers. Safa Diab and Rueda Abd are stuck there. Sweden has also suspended family reunification visas. Diab's three-year-old daughter, Sima, desperately misses her father.
I need my father.
We thought we could get to Sweden in a week, Abd says, but we've spent 2 weeks in Greece. Abd spoons donated cough syrup into the mouths of the children as Diab listens to a man give an update on the border. Still closed, the man says. The Macedonian police keep changing the rules. Diab looks stressed. Abd stands up. We have to speak to many people, she says. We have to figure out how to get out of here. We have to find a solution. Diab nods as she watches her once shy friend tighten her dark blue headscarf and stride out. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Idomeni on the Greek-Macedonian border.